The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the anointed, against the Lord and against his anointed. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot a vain thing? Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision.
Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure.
Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Psalm 22. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel.
Our fathers trusted in you, they trusted and you delivered them.
They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed.
But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people.
All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying,
he trusts in the Lord, let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust well on my mother's breast. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help.
Many foes have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me.
They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me.
My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death.
Four doors have surrounded me. A congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me.
They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Save me from the lion's mouth, and from the horns of the wild oxen you have answered me.
I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly I will praise you.
You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all you offspring of Israel.
For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard.
My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever.
All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nation shall worship before you.
For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations.
All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he who cannot keep himself alive.
For posterity shall
They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Psalm 27. False witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident.
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. I will sing as I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies.
Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as be
I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
False witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. A reading from Lamentation of Jeremiah the prophet. Chapter 2. How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger. He cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and did not remember his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up and has not pitied all the dwelling places of Jacob. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has profaned the kingdom and its princes. He has cut off in fierce anger every horn of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy. He has blazed against Jacob like a flaming fire devouring all around. Standing like an enemy, he has bent his bow. With his right hand, like an adversary, he has slain all who were pleasing to his eye. On the tent of the daughter of Zion, he has poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed her strongholds and has increased mourning and lamentation in the daughter of Judah. He has done violence to his tabernacle as if it were a garden. He has destroyed his place of assembly. The Lord has caused the appointed feasts and Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion. In his burning indignation, he has spurned the king and the priest. The Lord has spurned his altar. He has abandoned his sanctuary. He has given up the walls of her palaces into the hand of the enemy. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord as on the day of a set feast. The Lord has purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out a line. He has not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore, he has caused the rampart and wall to lament. They languished together. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her kings and her princes are among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground and keep silence. They throw dust on their heads and gird themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem bow their heads to the ground. My eyes fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My bile is poured on the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the infants faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is grain and wine?" As they swoon like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out in their mother's bosom. How shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I compare with you that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For your ruin is spread as wide as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions. All who pass by clap their hands at you. They hiss and shake their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that is called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and gnash their teeth. They say, "We have swallowed her up. Surely this is the day we have waited for. We have found it. We have seen it." The Lord has done what he purposed. He has fulfilled his word, which he commanded in days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied. And he has caused an enemy to rejoice over you. He has exalted the horn of your adversaries. Their heart cried out to the Lord, "O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give yourself no relief. Give your eyes no rest. Arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward him, for the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. See, O Lord, and consider, to whom have you done this? Should the women eat their offspring, the children they have cuddled? Should the priest and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? Young and old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger. You have slaughtered and not pitied. You have invited, as to a feast day, the terrors that surround me. In the day of the Lord's anger, there was no refugee or survivor. Those whom I have borne and brought up, my enemies have destroyed. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely he has turned his hand against me, time and time again throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and woe. He has set me in dark places like the dead of long ago. He has hedged me in so that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy. Even when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stone. He has made my path crooked. He has been to me a bear lying in wait, like a lion in ambush. He has turned aside my ways and torn me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver to pierce my loins. I have become the ridicule of all my people, their taunting song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drink wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, return to the Lord your God. In 103, stanzas 1 through 3. Forward go, the cross shows forth redemption's flow, where he by whom our flesh was made, our ransom in his flesh has paid. Where deep for us the spear was dyed, life's torment rushing from his side, to wash us in the precious flood, where flowed the water and the blood. Fulfilled is all that David told, in sure prophetic song of old, that God the nation's king should be, and reign in triumph from the tree. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sin. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also, Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." My eyes are darkened by my tears, for he is far from me that comforted me. See, all you people, if there be any sorrow, like unto my sorrow. O tree of beauty, tree of light, O tree with royal purple dyed, elect on whose triumphal breast those holy limbs should find their rest. On whose hard arms so widely flung the weight of this world's ransom hung, the price of humankind to pay, and spoil the spoiler of his prey. O cross, our one reliance hail, so may thy power with us avail, to give new virtue to the saint, and pardon to the penitent. To you eternal three in one, let homage meet by all be done, by all you ransomed and restore, O glad and gladden evermore. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The second psalm for today is Psalm 22. It will serve as the text for the sermon. Psalm 22 has themes which are quite similar to Psalm 69, from which I drew yesterday's Tenebrae sermon. Psalm 22 includes so many and vivid references to Christ's death and resurrection that some have said it sounds more like history than prophecy. Well, today I wish to explain the many animal references as found in Psalm 22. The writer King David uses the characteristics or traits of animals in order to describe the actions of humans. We might say that someone is as smart as an owl or say that they avoid things like an ostrich sticking its head in the sand. We do those things too. The first reference, though, animal reference, is found in verse 6. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. A worm is lowly and not considered to have any admirable traits. To confess to be a worm is to humble oneself. In this verse, the worm reference is explained by the second half of the verse. Other men treat the author in a similar way as well regards for worms. The author is a reproach, despised by the people. In chapter 41, the prophet Isaiah has declared that though they will go into exile, God will help and redeem them. And in verse 14, he notably says, "Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." So we see that God is a helper of the despised, the worm. In Psalm 22, it would appear that King David is using hyperbole to describe his unjust suffering and persecution at the hands of Saul. I mean, we don't just say, "I suffered," but "I was poured out like water." We don't just say, "I was attacked at every point," but "they divided my garments among them." But then Jesus Christ came and accomplished our salvation by his suffering and death, and the exaggerated pictures of suffering are fulfilled to a literal accuracy. Jesus really did pour out his life for us to the last drop. Not only was he attacked on every side, but Jesus' garments were actually divided up. Deuteronomy 21, verse 23 makes it clear that everyone who is hung from a tree is accursed of God. And Jesus was despised by the Jewish leaders. Though others may feel as if God had deserted them, Jesus truly was when he said the words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" By far, most of the animal references, like the water references in yesterday's Tenebrae service, are describing the persecution of enemies. At two places, there are references to dogs. Verse 16, "For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." And verse 20, "Deliver me from the sword, my precious life, from the power of the dog." Most of these dog references are not what we think of a domesticated house dogs. No, these are packs of wild dogs who surround their prey and take them down like a National Geographic special on wolf packs. The power of the dog is a reference to his teeth, which powerfully tear and rip. These bands of dogs pierce their prey with teeth marks. In two places in Psalm 22, there are references to lions. "They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion," verse 13. And verse 21, "Save me from the lion's mouth." Lions were also known for being fierce, and their teeth were deadly. The gaping or wide opening mouth of a lion was a sure sign of being swallowed up. Now, what is most surprising to me is that references to fierce lions are usually accompanied by references to fierce oxen. Oxen? I mean, we usually think of rather domesticated cows or such. Nevertheless, wild oxen technically are called oryx or orcs. They were a traditional symbol of power in the ancient Near East. Since then, they have become extinct. They were huge, like bison, but had particularly long and straight horns, and they were very dangerous. Verse 21 puts them together. It says, "Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen." In the book of Numbers 24, 8 and 9, Balaam describes the nation of Israel as both a strong ox and a lion whom you don't want to awaken. God brings him out of Egypt and he has strength like a wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierce them with his arrows. He bows down, he lies down as a lion. Who shall rouse him? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you. Well, we know that the Lord heard the cries of our Savior, whose hands and feet were pierced. Verse 24 says, "For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. The Lord cried out that we might be forgiven, and asked that he might bear our iniquities. And the Lord heard his cry and raised him from the dead. We are the posterity, which verse 30 says will serve him. We are the next generation, which will be told about Christ's righteousness and what he has done. Verse 27 tells about this good news, which has gone out to all the ends of the earth. That has happened by means of his church. Now, as a Christian, we need to learn that in our sinful nature, our natural state, we are like the worm without any redeeming characteristics. When the scriptures say that we are dead in our transgression and sins, it means that there is no life in us. How much can a dead person do or contribute to his salvation? Nothing. We are a worm of a man. And furthermore, our enemies are quite powerful and strong. The devil is described as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. In Philippians 3:2, it describes the sinful world, and it says, "Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation." The sinful world is full of people seeking to lead us astray like a pack of dogs. And finally, we know that our own sinful nature is not to be trusted. So how are we to stand up against the roaring lions, the power of the dogs, and the horns of the oxen when we are but worms? Well, we don't trust in ourselves, but completely rely upon the Lord's work on our behalf. Psalm 27, 1-3 says this, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came up against me to eat my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident." That is how we can stand up. Psalm 34, verse 10 says, "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Psalm 91, verse 13, "You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot." You see, the Lord has not forsaken you. Your Lord has promised to be with you. He will not be far from your cry. He will deliver you, and then you will gather as the faithful at church, and you will say, "I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 12 is the Canticle of Habakkuk. When my soul shall be in trouble, O Lord, you will be mindful of your mercy. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of my years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden.
Before him went vaster lands, and fever followed at his feet.
He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered.
The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting.
I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. Your bow was made quite ready. Oath were sworn over your arrows. You divided the earth with rivers.
The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water was by. The deep uttered its voice, and lifted its hands on high.
The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of your arrows they went. At the shining of your glittering spear.
You marched through the land in indignation. You trampled the nations in anger.
You went forth for the salvation of your people. For salvation with your anointed. You struck the head from the house of the wicked by laying bare from foundation to neck.
You thrust through with his arrows the head of his diligence. They came out like a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was like feasting on the poor in secret.
You walked through the sea with your horses, through the heap of great waters.
When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself.
That I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops.
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may
and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills. When my soul shall be in trouble, O Lord, you will be mindful of your mercy. Psalm 147, verse 12. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat.
He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly.
He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes.
He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold?
He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Page 20, the Canticle of Zechariah, we stand. They put up over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that he may be freed from his enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his
holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. They put up over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Christ, for our sakes, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That you may be justified in your words, and may overcome when you are judged. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. That you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. Merciful God, Heavenly Father, who has removed from us the grievous burden of our sins and placed it on your dear Son, our Savior, we humbly implore you to govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we may comfort ourselves with his suffering and death in the face of all temptations. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.